on my mind a couple of days, because since I started coming here, and the study, the theme is Take My Life. And as I read that in the Thessalonians, the first chapter, verse 4, it says, "For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen us, because our gospel came to us not simply with words, but also with the power, with the Holy Spirit, and with a deep conviction. We know how they live among us for our sake." And all the missionaries come to Taiwan. I'm from Taiwan. And come to Taiwan and came to China. All pop out of my mind. I really don't know a lot of missionary, but from Ridgewood, I know from Pearl Young and Elizabeth and Sister Gerda. And now I know Sister Sarah and Sister Valerie. She's in Taiwan now. So I'm really thankful for this missionary, because they are consecrated their life and they follow the God's calling that we got blessed. So tonight, all our Chinese people wanted to sing Amazing Grace to thanks to the Lord with the Chinese in the first two verses. All right. So all the Chinese people, we all stand up in the front. Sing with us. You can sing English for the rest of the verses.
Praise God. About 63 years ago, the pastor of the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church in Ridgewood was seeking a place where children could come and enjoy nature. It was my husband's uncle. And he looked around many places with some trustees, and they came upon this place, and they decided to purchase it. I believe we have 30 acres. That's a lot of property, right? And we have a great deal of waterfront. He was a bachelor. He was not married, but he loved children. He loved young people. And he loved the adults, too. I began Sunday school in his church when I was 5 years old. And so I knew him very well. And everybody would call him Uncle Hans. They didn't call him Pastor. Now, isn't that a little bit strange? What do you call your minister? Pastor? What do you call him? You don't call him Uncle, do you? No. But he loved children. He did so much for us as children. And everybody was calling him Uncle Hans. Anyhow, they bought this property. And one of the reasons he bought it, or the church bought it, was that he wanted children from the church, the Ridgewood Church, to come up here and enjoy boating, swimming. He wanted them to enjoy the sports. Because in those days, we didn't have cars. That's 60 years ago. And so the families in his church began to get behind him, and they contributed money. And so they bought this property. But his main reason was not just for the children to have a good time physically and enjoy the boating and the swimming and everything else that goes around out here. His second reason, and I think his main reason, was to get them off the streets during the summer and to bring them up here to camp, teach them about Jesus, have meetings in morning and in the evening. This is what they did right at the beginning. This is nothing new. And for the adults, they had meetings in the morning and in the evening. He also had prayer meetings, like we do, 2-3 times a week. He's the one who started all this, all right? This is not something new. This has been going on for years and years. And so we came here, and everybody profited from physically and what?
Spiritually.
It was of twofold reason why he started this camp. And I think it's good, don't you? What would we do if we didn't have any meetings? We just came here to have a good time physically. But he was interested in both. And so we had all this physical activity, and we have all this religious activity. And as I was looking over the list that Sister Aletha gives us of people who are coming here for this weekend, some are coming just for Saturday and Sunday. That's all they're coming for. Now, you girls, you're going to have to be busy, you know that? I think there's 18 or 20 people, Aletha. I think I counted at least that many coming here this weekend, just for 2 days. So Saturday, they expect to have a good time, maybe physically, all right? And Sunday, most of them, I think, are coming to visit their children, their boys who are here. But I feel we ought to pray for this group that's going to invade. They're going to invade us. They're really going to take up this camp. I think they're filling every room. And so don't you think we ought to pray for them?
Yeah.
Some of you are here for 2 weeks. Some people can't do that anymore with the economic crisis. Some only come for 1 week. Some only come for 3 days. And these people are coming just for the weekend. And I think I told you in one of the meetings, I used to come for just weekends I was a young woman then. I was only in my 20s, so I was working. I'd come here for weekends, and then I'd come for 2 weeks at the end of the season. And I told you that I got more out of those 2 days than I did for 2 weeks, because I really sought the Lord. I really sought Him. 2 weeks I had a lot of time. I enjoyed myself physically. But I believe that God's bringing these people here for a reason. Don't you?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And don't you think we ought to believe that God will meet these people?
Yes.
And they're going to watch you, the staff, all right? You're going to be at your best behavior. You're going to be cheerful. You're going to be courteous. You're going to cooperate. And you're going to consider others, right? They're going to watch you. They're going to watch you. And you're going to have to work a little bit harder. Do you think the Lord's going to help you?
Yes.
Has He helped you already?
Yes.
Yes. And He's going to continue to help you to be a blessing to these people who are coming. So maybe we ought to pray just now for this situation.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning, in the afternoon, you'll see the cars pulling into the parking lot. And you're going to be very happy to see them, all right? All right. So let's just bow our heads now. I don't know many of these people. Maybe I don't know any of them. But let's ask God to make us a blessing and ask God to give them a blessing, both physically and spiritually. All right?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Lord, we pray that You will cause Your presence to be felt, that it might be manifested in this place during these next 2 days as never before. As people step upon these grounds, may they know and sense that You are here, and may they also sense Your presence in those who are serving. Lord, help our staff. Give them the ability and the strength for these next 2 days to serve You gladly, that these people might be impressed that we are Christians who are willing to serve Jesus, volunteers for the Lord. We pray that we might behave ourselves as Christians, as loving Christians, and welcome these people. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.